I'm Mary Stack, and I play Georgie Sullivan, born and raised Brindlewood, Maine, and your favorite local yarn store owner. She's more than ready to move on from plant puns, investigate the curious case of the ghost lawyer, and maybe, finally, get to the bottom of all these murders.
Hi, I'm Willow Wilson, and I play Renette Bollinger, canonically, the biggest music fan and enthusiast in the group.
I'm going to need you to make another one. I'm also going to remind you that I live about 50 feet from you.
This is less than
50 feet. And that your door doesn't lock. You know what? Hi, I'm Holland Lane Curtis, and I play Birdie, and I'm really excited to do some research on cult shit and then possibly punch Willow's character.
We'll see.
This episode is going to be a PvP.
I'm Jonah Knight, and welcome to Roll to Metal. This is the second of our two-part interlude, where we try to remember all of the void clues and what they mean. And in 2 weeks, we come back with the first part of the next mystery. We are definitely in the home stretch of this campaign. And maybe Renette will have a little clue for you about what the next mystery is. Okay? Let's go.
Some wine. I don't know where we can find water.
That's good. It's liquid.
This is going to go fine. So Georgie does start by pulling out the knitting needle. Now she doesn't know what she's doing. I think the last time she used it was in a dream. So she's going to start by like what it looks like is she's waving the knitting needle over the hula hoop. And then depending on how the roll goes...
I think that maybe as you're getting ready to hula hoop, you're like, oh, what am I doing? I'm going to poke things.
Yeah.
And just sort of going around and poking everything. Everything here seems to be what it appears to be.
Okay.
Yeah, this doesn't seem like a situation that needs an occult move. So Birdie and Renette?
Yeah.
You're watching Georgie.
Watching like a hawk.
Yeah.
I'm videotaping now that I've figured out how to do it.
Excellent.
You press the red button.
Yeah, I know.
The one.
Obviously.
The one button. Yeah, okay.
I get it.
You're doing great.
It's on the screen. I'm not blind. I can see it.
I know.
I don't remember. I didn't write it down, I guess. Did the hula hooper blip out of existence for a minute, or were they still there while they were experiencing the...
The people watching the hula hooper, it appears as though the hooper is there the whole time and suddenly stops when they return from wherever they were. But from the perspective of the hooper, everything else starts to change.
Okay, so it's running through my mind right now. If Georgie is hooping into the future.
To the future.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's our next book club book. Yeah. do we want her to be holding on to something to see if it changes? Like, does the Polaroid change as she hula hoops into the future? Does the dot on the map change when she hula hoops? You know what I mean? Like, or the picture on her phone? Like, do any of those things, do we care about whether they progress to the future? Or do we just want to simply stick to moving forward in time alone before adding in another, like, variable?
I would say, why not? We don't know how long this will work. You know, I mean, obviously, logistically, playing a game, we know that it might have a certain amount of charges or something like that. But, like... in real life, we may not know that, but we may think like we might start to call attention to ourselves if we use this too much, or, you know, something like that where our weird mystical shit catches up to us. So we definitely want to use it kind of sparingly. So I would say maybe hold the Polaroid if that feels good.
Okay. Yeah. That means she'll not be holding snacks and wine because she'll need
you have a bag. Put it on your shoulder. So God. Listen,
the bag will get in the way of the hula hoop, and I'll need one hand to get the hoop going while the other hand holds the Polaroid.
Oh, my God. Here. She just gives her a flask instead.
Tuck it
just
in
put it in your pocket.
Put so it in your bra?
She puts it in her bra.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's do this thing.
The real pocket. Yeah. Nature's pocket, if you will.
Okay, so
I'm not gonna think too hard about that.
So you've got the Polaroid in one hand, you're gonna hoop one-handed with the other.
Gotta just to get it going, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, and the hoop begins to spin, and Georgie, you can see Renette and Birdie watching. They're a little bit in a lean forward mode. You loop. You loop. You hoop. You hoop. And then things suddenly they freeze as though they were on a Zoom call.
It's way too familiar.
And then there's a little stutter. There's day, there's night, there's day, there's night. And here you are in your living room. In what used to be your living room. After a pretty substantial fire. But there's your couch. There are your things. You seem to be stuck. In this location, this is where the time has brought you. You can see outside of the window that is now shattered, that there is snow outside. And it looks like this place has been burned for a little while.
What does she see on the Polaroid?
So you're holding the Polaroid and hooping with the other hand. How are you holding your phone?
Okay, listen, here's what happened.
Yeah?
As an expert hula hooper. So with one hand, she's holding her phone. And the other hand, she had the Polaroid and grabbed the hoop to get it going. And then one hand has the Polaroid and one hand has the phone because the hoop goes hands-free. So she's got her phone up and she's got the Polaroid up while she's hula hooping.
We come from a long line of history of women who have not been given enough pockets.
Yeah,
we are used to holding so many things.
So many things in one hand at once.
For example, phone, Polaroid, hula hoop.
Once the hula hoop's going, you don't have to touch it again. So that's the beauty of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you can carry anything. Yeah. You just
got to get that hoop going. And then you have so much ability to juggle what's in your hands.
You also got your armpit and your elbow. Those little grabbers.
Know, I might be able to. Yeah, listen.
You got two books, a phone, and... You know, Georgie probably was a waitress in high school.
Yeah.
To, like, pay for some... She knows.
Oh, she's got it. You gotta do that. The triple plate, she's got the
Polaroid in one hand and the phone on the other hand. And if she really needed to, she could put the Polaroid in the same hand as the phone and take a swig out of that flask, you know?
So it's reasonable, Jonah.
It is.
So anyways, she's holding her phone and she's holding the Polaroid and she's hooping. What's next?
All right. First, I love you guys. You're my favorites.
Yeah.
What you see is the interior of what looks like a very old, not quite hotel room. It's too old for a hotel room. There's an old bed. With very nice lace overhang, some wooden furniture, wooden walls, looks like the interior of, I don't know, let's say a room at an old lodge. Hey, you do make something else out on the bed. It's the fork laying on the bed. And I know that you can hold many, many things in your hands all at once. But maybe there's a better time to pause and examine this photograph. But that's what you see when you take it.
All right. Also, I can't remember. Do I just stop hula hooping or do I have to hula hoop the other direction to go home?
I think you just stop.
She stops and the hoop drops.
Renette and Birdie, Georgie was there hula hooping and looked fine. And then she just stopped. And the hoop drops, like nothing happened.
Oh, she took a picture of the Polaroid. She took a picture of the burned out room, too, for sure. Maybe even a little video. Maybe a little selfie. I don't know.
Did it work? Or?
Well, it worked. I went forward.
Okay. What did you see? Like something great?
Well, you know, great is a word that has many different meanings depending on how you apply it. And so I will say I saw something greatly terrible in the future that we, my place gets burned probably in the next few months. I was standing in a burned out living room with a shattered window and outside there was snow and it seemed like it'd been burned for a little while. So my big takeaway is the cats are going with me everywhere. That's my big takeaway. So we'll get you a fireproof safe.
You know, that's fine.
I still don't feel good about fire and being fireballed. So I take issue with this vision, as a matter of fact. But look, you can see for yourself. I took video. I took pictures. Mm. The other interesting thing is I took a picture of that Polaroid. And I was in the future. I don't know when that image was, but it's different than what we've been seeing.
Yeah.
Our fork is on that bed for some reason. I don't know. It's a lot to unpack. And she goes and pets her cats.
Good. You deserve good. Have cat time. Okay. So Birdie drowns. Georgie burns. Am I going to get, I don't know, buried? I don't want that. I don't want to be buried alive. Thank you.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
I don't know. I'm just saying if it's an element thing, it could be.
Well, listen, we've had a few close calls recently, and that's kind of what I've been thinking about. There was a close call of me not, I believe, falling into the water and drowning one time when I slipped off that boat when we were on that tiny island where we found the weird fork thing. And then, you know, the whole thing with Georgie and the fireball, that could have been really a lot worse. So I'm wondering if there's some manifestation slash like threat thing that's happening.
Fears?
Like, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know.
I mean,
are you okay?
I didn't like the implication. There was a movie franchise that came out about 25 years ago, I believe. I was but a young 45, I suppose. But Final Destination? So have we escaped our deaths in those times?
Absolutely not. Nope.
You know, I'm just saying, I don't really like where this is going.
Yeah.
I never saw those, so... That's not a problem for me. Hmm. But
so the fork on the bed.
Say with the times when you teach, you know.
So the fork on the bed. The fork makes you like collapse, makes you pass out, makes you sleep in a way. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, sleep on bed is there, it's the fork is on the bed, it's sleeping, it's in a coma. I don't know. I don't want to get buried alive.
Well, we do.
Literally, no one has said that, but you.
I know, but now I said it just because I was thinking about the elements thing, and now I'm thinking about it, and I can't not, I can't, I'm sorry, this isn't about me.
As of now, we have had no weird photo or vision interaction that leads us to believe that you will be buried alive. And in fact, you've not been in any of these. So perhaps the common denominator is that you're going to be fine?
Or that I have to watch you both go through this stuff. And I don't like that either.
I mean, listen, there's nothing in what I saw that shows that I was in my apartment when it burned. We see the video, we saw the photo of Birdie in distress, but there's nothing that says about that says we didn't get her out or she doesn't get out. So let's
I'm
not
also a pretty strong swimmer. So. Yeah.
You know, everyone's a little, you know, you fell in, you weren't expecting it. Of course you're going to look terrified. There's nothing about it that says you didn't get out. So.
Yeah, we'll get you out.
Well, I'm, for one, I'm not thinking about this being a for sure future. I'm going to think about this as the weird occult clue things that we found are trying to freak us out. So we stop looking into them.
I agree with that. I think it's that one for sure.
And I think that's probably better for our brains, because if something like this is fated to happen, I personally believe that one, we'll find a way out of it, but two, if you fight against it too much, you might end up, like, becoming a part of your... You know what I mean? Because we've read a lot of books like that.
We've read a lot of books like that.
Where you become the part of your destiny because you're trying to fight against it so hard. Et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we'll worry about that part later. How about we try someone else hula hooping to see if they see the same thing?
Yeah. Sure, I volunteer.
Are you trying to find something weird and scary to freak you out so you feel like you're allowed to be freaked out? Because you're allowed to be freaked out either way.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know my motivations.
That's fine. I mean, go for it, I guess. Okay. I'm going to take a swig of it. Do you want?
Yeah. I chug it.
Okay, wait. Food break, real quick. Everyone have a snack.
I pull a gluten-free pastry out of my bra.
I also pull out a gluten-free pastry out of your bra. Well, thanks for warming that up for me. So much better than a microwave.
Anytime.
Georgie remembers the flask in her bra.
Okay, there's a second hula hooping happening.
Double hula hooping.
Yeah. What if we used the internet?
No.
What if we just looked up some stuff on the internet?
You do that. I want to fuck around with these little props.
Northern Lodge.
We have Googled it before.
St. Lawrence's River, 1900s?
I think we did Google it before, and all we got was, like, a blog post from the 90s.
You can recall that it showed up on a site that was talking about, like, places that rich people used to go but don't really go anymore. Not much out there.
Do you think they used to go there because of rich people cult stuff?
Oh, undoubtedly.
Yeah. Cool.
It's always the rich people cult stuff.
Rich people cult stuff. Okay. I have the hula hoop. I have my phone. I have the Polaroid.
I mean, we don't have to do this.
I want to know. You're
messing around with these clues.
I want to know, and then we'll. I gotta know. Yeah, hula hoop to the right.
Okay. So you're holding on to the Polaroid. You're doing the same thing that Georgie did.
Configuration.
Okay. Birdie is ignoring you. She's Googling on her phone.
Yeah.
Georgie, what are you up to during this?
I am sitting on the couch with my cats, phone up, video documenting this side of the experiment.
And Renette, you begin to hula hoop. It's always fun to hula hoop.
It's great. I'm loving this.
You start to go, Birdie. You're doing your best not to pay any attention, but the movement of this hoop is creating just a light little breeze in this room?
No. Not a light breeze.
So you look up in time to see maybe another loop, another loop, another hoop, another hoop. And Renette, there's a little shuddering of light. It's like it's day, it's night, it's day, it's night. And here you are inside of Georgie's apartment. Looks pretty similar to the way it does now, though it's not set up for guests. Doesn't look like there are snacks or drinks out. Looks dark. Over on the couch, Tassel is standing. Her back up. Sort of look around the room a little bit. And you can see from here into the kitchen. And there is a figure in a long dark robe with a cowl up. And they are wearing an ivory mask. Just eyes. No nose, no mouth. There is someone here. And they're not moving.
I take pictures. I'm being very quiet about it. I get pictures of the figure that is hopefully still not moving. And as much of the apartment as I can quickly, and of the Polaroid.
Can you roll the day move? This is for coordination, because...
Get out of there.
Georgie was sort of set up to take a picture here, but now you want to sort of shift around and take pictures of more of the space a little bit.
I'm not turning my back on the hooded figure.
All right. Then let's just see how well the photographs turn out.
Okay. Roll day move. What do I add to that? Vitality? I don't want to do presence because I don't want to be perceived.
I think vitality is good.
Yes, and with the last level up, I upped my vitality to a nice hearty plus one.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So that's a seven.
Birdie and Georgie. Renette's hooping, and suddenly stops. How do you stop this hula hoop? You sort of started to lose balance. You think you got a couple of pictures. It's hard to tell. Maybe you stumble out of the hula hoop. It looks like she's lost her balance. Bumps into the coffee table.
What did you see?
Am I back?
You're here.
Okay. You're safe.
I look toward the... I'm still looking at the corner where the hooded figure was. And I'm also looking for Tassel. Is Tassel by chance where I saw Tassel?
No, I think...
Okay.
Georgie
Tassel's
said
in
that...
Georgie's lap, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool,
yes.
Cool. So
but Georgie follows your gaze to the kitchen.
Yeah, okay. There was someone in here. And they were not one of us... They're very culty, very creepy. Like, they were really digging into that aesthetic with, like, an ivory mask that's just eyes and nothing else. Just seeing, but it was looking the other way. But I could see it, and its hood was up. And Tassel was there. I felt like Tassel could see me or sense me. I don't know if the hooded figure could, though. I really hope they didn't.
Well, you did get a picture.
Oh, God, yeah.
It is a little bit blurry.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a big, clean, crisp picture here. But it does look like there is someone standing in your kitchen, Georgie, wearing a bunch of black robes, but it's sort of a blur. It's hard to make out details.
It's not ideal.
Were there any photos showing, like, looking out the window? Or is the window in any of the photos?
Since it's pointed at the kitchen, does there happen to be a calendar in the kitchen that we could see the blurry date? Or at least the picture on the hanging calendar?
Georgie would keep a calendar in the kitchen.
I think that you can see the corner of the calendar. It is a little bit out of focus. The photo is a little blurry. So if you go to the calendar and flip through, this is August, as you know. It's been this.
It's been August for a long time.
It's been a while.
It looks like October. Looks like the month of October.
Well, if there is a person, apparently a cultist, in my kitchen in October, that could line up for when my apartment gets burned. So we have...
Or Halloween!
One and a half, two-ish months.
Maybe it's just...
How
maybe
you said
it's
that
just you having a Halloween party and that's it's just the latest costume. I don't want, no. Okay, we're not having any Halloween parties. We're staying far away from here.
You mentioned that Tassel maybe sensed you.
That's what I thought.
Did Tassel maybe? Can you describe Tassel's body language? Do you think that she was freaked out by you or by the person in the kitchen? Because that might make a difference. Because she, yeah, if she freaked out, if that person did not belong in the kitchen, Tassel would likely have a reaction.
Yeah. Did Tassel seem to be reacting to the figure or to me?
What you do know is that everything was frozen. So it felt as though you arrived... And possibly they were already like this.
It was frozen the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you were seeing a moment in time then, I guess?
I was seeing a moment.
All right. Well, if you were seeing a moment in time, then it sounds like that was an intruder in my kitchen. And I don't love the idea of losing my apartment, but I'm more interested in not being in the apartment when it burns and not having the cats there. I guess we just keep our eyes open for anything weird. I can look into getting better locks or better security. But if they have a key similar to our key, I don't think any manner of lock will matter.
But we just need to stay away from here in October. And I look at the picture I took of the Polaroid while I was hooping.
It's an interior photograph. Looks like a hallway. A lot of wood. And you see the back of a woman wearing a nice dress. This is an old dress. But you know your old dresses.
I know my old dresses. I can identify the within 5 years.
Height of fashion in 1882.
What a year. What a year for bustles, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just the back of her bustle in a hallway. 1988. What a year for bustles, am I right?
It's wild. Wild.
1882. That's the one.
I type in 1882 Northern Lodge into Google.
Google's not going to return you anything. Yeah, I don't know if it's your imagination, but this algorithm seems to be not as sharp as it used to be.
Mm. How about Bing?
Oh, honey. No. Okay. Put that away. We don't. If it's not there, it's not anywhere.
I'm sorry, go ahead. We're not going to do Bing. Yeah, go ahead.
We are not doing Bing. We don't do that here.
We could head to the local library in the morning and see what they have. Newspaper records, any books, anything in the archive. If the Northern Lodge was an integral part of society in the time, there might be remnants of it.
We need to find some hot historian to tell us everything.
That would be me, darling. Georgie's feeling that's good after a pull on that flask.
That's just any historian, am I right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you'd like that comment. Cool.
Well, it feels like, let's just sort of wrap this a little bit.
It's like, I can't anymore.
No.
We're all getting a little too tipsy from the wine that we've stress drank.
No, I love it.
In a fit of passion, I pull out that weird book we have. I'm like, what about this one?
What about that one?
I don't know.
There was the,
it's weird.
I opened it up to a map that one time, didn't I? And it was similar to map that we map.
Yeah, you can compare them now, and it looks like it is very similar.
Cool. There was something circled, a circled L, a circled SOF, Sons of Freedom.
Mm-hmm. And the Sons of Freedom was the story that Mary told you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the little L might be near the Northern Lodge.
Lodge.
Yep.
Was there anything else of use in this book, or we just grabbed it because it gave us weird vibes?
We grabbed it because it was weird vibes, and we wanted to get our hands on it and get out of that shack.
The murder shack, right.
The murder shack before something murdered us in the murder shack.
You do have a sense that this book could be used for something, but you don't know what that is.
And when I look for a keyhole.
Oh, that's good. That's good, too.
Oh, I wrote down that Birdie realizes the book could be used for communication.
Oh, right, right.
And I then Birdie was that. Like, we need to take this.
Right, because I'm a communicator with the void or whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking notes, Georgie. I barely remember what I have for breakfast. Right, so communicating with the void. Maybe we can do that, but I feel like do we want to do that now, or do we want to call it a night, girls?
I light some sage. I open the book. Again, I'm not touching it with my fingies. I pull out some very nice velvet gloves. I just have these. I just threw these on, you know. I flip to a page that I have not seen yet, hopefully.
So you're just flipping through?
Yes.
So this is, okay, so just to clarify, like if Birdie is using the occult move to do some kind of occulty communications, then that's
I forgot about the book until now. We can save it for next time. We can.
It's okay to wait. It's sort of a thing where when you have a clear thing that you're looking to understand, you may be able to narrate a way for this to tell you how to do that.
Okay.
Gotcha. So if we got that from before, then we're like, this is part of our goodies.
We've got a kind of a grip on this. I do still pull out the velvet gloves because I just finished the embroidery on those a few days ago and I wanted to show the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are lovely. How long did this take you?
Oh, ages.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's the good techniques, you know.
I wish I had that ability. I do not have that fine stitching.
Things, Georgie.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Totally. Well,
you want to get drunk and watch the Great British Bake Off?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
That is what we do, yeah.
What a good end of the evening. That seems to put everybody in a better mood.
It always does.
Yep. There were just a couple of final things that maybe you didn't notice right then and there, but you did notice a little bit later. Georgie, when you looked at your picture of that room in the lodge, you were able to zoom in a little bit and see that over on the desk. I mean, you might be wrong, but the map might be over on the desk.
Ooh.
And Renette, when you spend a little more time looking at the photograph that you took, it's definitely like a very well decorated hallway. There's a very warm light illuminating. And again, it's hard to say exactly just because of the angle of the photo, but the woman in it might be holding the hula hoop.
Okay.
It's hard to tell. It's sideways. No.
Hoop and stick, that was real popular in 1882.
It sure was, but it seems like she's carrying it.
Okay.
Yeah. And as you're watching Great British Baking Show, Renette, you do get a text from Caliban.
Yeah.
He just says very simply, got you the tickets.
I shoot him an unintelligible string of emojis.
He'll get it.
What tickets?
I just... This is going to be fun.
I thought that was great and valuable, you know, because a lot of the stuff has just sort of been seeded in and dropped in over 2 years. So it's good to start pulling it all together.